March 15, 1925, how the divine will has the power to form the life of our Lord and the creature. I was fusing all of myself in the holy divine will, but while I was doing this, I felt all the bitterness of the privation of my sweet Jesus, even though I am almost used to suffering the absence of him. However, every time I am without him, it is always a new pain. It seems to me that every time I remain deprived of the life of my life, Jesus puts a higher degree of pain, and I feel more vividly the pain of his absence. Oh, how true it is that in Jesus both pains and joys are always new. Now, while I was abandoning myself in his will, my adorable Jesus, from within my interior, put a hand outside, all filled with light. But in his hand, he had also mine, so identified with his that one could barely see that, instead of one, there were two hands transformed together. And Jesus, compassionating my extreme littleness, told me, "My daughter, the light of my will is transformed together with your will and forms one single life. The light becomes life, and the heat which the light contains empties and consumes all that may prevent the identification with my life, and the forming of one single life. Why do you afflict yourself so much? Don't you feel this life of mine within you, and not fantastic, but real? How many times do you not feel in you my life operating, other times suffering? And other times I fill you so much with me that you are forced to lose your motion, your breath, your mental faculties, and your very nature loses its life to give place to mine? And then, so that you may live again, I am forced to restrict myself within you, to let you acquire the natural motion and the use of your senses, but I remain always inside of you. And don't you notice that every time you see me, it is from within your interior that you see me come out? So, why do you fear that I may leave you, if you do feel this life of mine within you? And I, ah, my Jesus, it is true that I feel in me another life which operates, suffers, moves, breathes, lays itself within me, but so much so, that I myself am unable to say what happens to me. Many times I believe I am about to die. But as that life which I feel within me becomes smaller, withdrawing from my arms, from my head, I begin to live again. But many times I do not see you. I feel you, but I do not see your adorable presence, and I fear, I am almost afraid of that life which I feel within me, thinking, who can be the one who has so much dominion within me that I feel a rag under his power? Could he not be also an enemy of mine? And if I want to oppose what he wants to do in me, he becomes so strong and imposing as to leave me not one act of my will. So, soon I surrender, letting him win over me. And Jesus, my daughter, my will alone has this power of forming its life in the creature. It is clear that the soul has given me, who knows how many times, sure evidence that she wants to live of my will, not of her own, because each act of human will which is not in me, prevents the forming of my life. This is the greatest prodigy that my will can work, my life in the creature. Its light prepares me the place. Its heat purifies and consumes all that might be unsuitable for my life, and provides me with the necessary elements in order to develop my life. Therefore, let me do, that I may accomplish all that my will has established upon you.